Hello, my name is Heather Mitchell. If you're looking for a voice with confidence and warmth, let's get in touch. The best way to boost your self-confidence when you enter a room for a presentation is to take several deep breaths. The best way to make a decision is to take a breath first. The best way to get to sleep is to breathe consciously first. Think of seeing a baby asleep and how easily they breathe. A baby's belly is like a balloon, effortlessly rising and falling. As we get older, we don't seem to use the full breath that is available to us readily. When we feel tense or under pressure, our breath becomes shorter and sharper, and we breathe mainly from our chests. Chest breathing only uses about half of our lung capacity, as opposed to belly breathing, where you are using your full lung capacity. This fully oxygenates the body, recharging our cells, muscles, and organs. Breathing is something we do every day without thinking about. It is an automatic habit. On average, we take around 17,000 breaths every day. How many breaths have you noticed today? Most of the time, our breath goes unnoticed, and yet it is available to us every moment as a free stress management tool. When the air is clear, your lungs are strong, your body relaxed, and your mind at peace, you experience total confidence and wellness. It starts with what seems like a bit of fun in year seven. A smartphone image showing a pair of partially clad breasts snapped as a joke between friends. But in the internet age, it doesn't always end there. Before long, the image is flashed around the schoolyard and beyond, picking up more and more sexually explicit remarks the further the picture travels from the person portrayed. And that's when the bullying starts. In Australia, one in four students is bullied. Once left in the playground after the last bell, bullying now follows children and young adults home, invades their personal space online, and harasses them in every aspect of their life. And it's increasingly difficult, and it's increasingly having dire results. In Australia, one in four students is bullied. Psychologists have determined that the two key traits to achieving success in life are intelligence and self-control. And the good news is, while we may not be able to do much about our IQ, we can boost our self-control. Even better news is it's actually a more reliable predictor of success than IQ. A long-term New Zealand health study carried out on 1,000 children found that those who showed they could exercise high levels of self-restraint in childhood were likely to enjoy far greater financial security, more stable relationships, better health, and less obesity.